Government Corruption Australia, failing public trust. Government Corruption Australia, eroding NACC integrity and public service accountability. Introduction, the erosion of public integrity. For decades, Australians trusted that their public institutions serve the nation rather than political or corporate masters. Yet in recent years, a troubling pattern has appeared. The independence of our public service and oversight agencies is being quietly dismantled. From the National Anti-Corruption Commission, NACC, to senior departmental appointments, allegations of bias, secrecy, and political interference have raised urgent questions about the health of Australian democracy. What began as a promise of transparency is now shadowed by selective investigations, closed-door deals, and conflicts of interest. When public servants stop giving fearless advice and start protecting powerful interests, citizens lose more than trust, they lose accountability itself. The issue of government corruption Australia faces today is no longer theoretical. It is woven into the daily machinery of governance. The problem: why Australians feel stuck. 1. The NACC's early promise and emerging doubts. The deeper we look, the clearer it becomes that government corruption Australia isn't a distant concept. It's embedded within our governance structures. When the NACC was launched in July 2023, it was hailed as a historic milestone. For the first time, a federal-level watchdog would expose misconduct previously shielded by Canberra's corridors of power. Yet within 2 years, questions about NACC integrity began to surface. Despite receiving hundreds of referrals, few have led to public hearings or visible accountability. Critics argue that the Commission's threshold for opening inquiries is unreasonably high, while its secrecy provisions shield both the accused and the institution from scrutiny. In October 2025, The New Daily reported that the NACC's extraordinary secrecy risks undermining confidence in its independence, thenewdaily.com.au. The irony is painful. An agency created to expose corruption now appears reluctant to lift the curtain. These early doubts confirm that Government Corruption Australia hoped to expose remains difficult to confront when oversight itself becomes political. 2. Robo-debt referrals and a crisis of confidence. One of the most telling episodes was the Robo-debt Royal Commission handoff. In February 2025, the NACC initially refused to investigate 6 senior public servants named in the Commission's findings. Public backlash forced a reversal only weeks later, The Guardian. This hesitation struck at the heart of public trust. If senior officials responsible for a program that drove ordinary Australians into despair and debt cannot be held accountable, what message does that send about equality before the law? The Robo-debt case has become a symbol of how Government Corruption Australia can hide behind bureaucratic complexity and political convenience. The case revealed a worrying pattern: power still protects itself. 3. The $315,000 retirement payout scandal. In October 2025, The Guardian revealed a report into conflicts of interest surrounding a $315,000 retirement payout to a senior parliamentary official, ABC News. The findings highlighted procedural loopholes, inadequate oversight, and a culture that prioritizes protecting insiders. The incident showed that corruption is not always about envelopes of cash. It can take the form of institutional complacency and mutual backscratching. 4. The Home Affairs nepotism case. Earlier in 2025, the NACC issued a formal finding of corrupt conduct in the Home Affairs Department, where a senior executive used her position to favour a friend for a $101,000 job, news.com.au. Text messages revealed manipulation of recruitment processes and forged signatures. Although the NACC condemned the behaviour, it imposed no financial penalties and no systemic changes were made. This case captured a recurring flaw. Individuals may be punished symbolically, but the structures enabling misconduct to remain intact. Together, these examples form a troubling pattern, proof that Government Corruption Australia continues to flourish in the shadows of power. The impact: what Australians are experiencing. 5. Fear and silence in the public service. A defining symptom of public service accountability failure is silence. Whistleblowers continue to face career destruction, while those offering frank and fearless advice risk being sidelined. According to the Australian Public Service Commission, the number of employees reporting ethical concerns internally has declined for 3 consecutive years. This silent culture sustains the very government Corruption Australia cannot afford if democracy is to survive. This climate of fear means critical warnings about policy failure never reach ministers' desks or are quietly rewritten to align with political talking points. In such an environment, corruption thrives not only because of bad actors but because good people feel powerless. 6. When policy serves politics, not people. From overpriced defense contracts to outsourced consulting reports, many government decisions appear designed to reward allies rather than serve citizens. During Senate estimates in 2025, questions arose about consultancy payments to firms linked to former political staffers. These aren't isolated incidents, they're systemic. As one integrity scholar told the Saturday paper, when the public service is treated as a political instrument, the line between governance and self-interest disappears. This culture undermines democracy and inflates costs. With Australia's dollar sovereignty, our government can always fund genuine public service delivery. The issue isn't money, it's moral will. Structural barriers to reform. 7. Excessive secrecy provisions. Despite public demand for transparency, Government Corruption Australia is shielded by legal and procedural loopholes. Under the National Anti-Corruption Commission Act, public hearings are allowed only when exceptional circumstances exist and it's in the public interest. Critics argue these vague terms effectively shut the door on most investigations. Legal experts, including the Centre for Public Integrity, have urged the government to lower the bar for transparency and release anonymised summaries of closed investigations to keep public confidence. 7A, the cost and complexity of freedom of information. Another obstacle to accountability is Australia's Freedom of Information, FOI, system, originally designed to empower citizens, now burdened by cost, delay, and obstruction. Applicants often face fees ranging from $30 to hundreds of dollars, with some departments charging added search and processing costs. Even when paid, requests can take months or years to resolve, often ending in partial or heavily redacted releases. According to The Guardian, 2025, the number of FOI requests refused on cabinet in confidence or deliberative matter grounds has risen sharply, limiting public insight into decision-making. Review appeals to the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner, OAIC, face backlogs exceeding 12 months, while some agencies ignore rulings. This administrative resistance makes transparency a privilege, not a right. Without reform, the FOI system risks becoming a bureaucratic barrier rather than a public window into power. The failure of FOI to deliver transparency only strengthens Government Corruption Australia must urgently dismantle. 8. Political appointments and the revolving door. Integrity advocates point out that many senior departmental and agency heads are appointed through partisan networks. Former ministerial advisers often move into top bureaucratic roles, while retired public servants join the boards of private contractors. This revolving door fuels conflicts of interest and ensures loyalty to the party, not the public. Without an independent appointments commission, public service accountability will continue to deteriorate. 9. Weak oversight of procurement and contract awards. Billions of dollars in government contracts are awarded each year with limited disclosure. Audit reports repeatedly find incomplete tender documentation, opaque evaluation criteria, and inadequate monitoring of deliverables. When departments rely heavily on consultants rather than building in-house expertise, opportunities for manipulation multiply. The Australian National Audit Office has called for stronger procurement transparency, but implementation is still patchy. The solution: what must be done? 10. Restoring NACC integrity through reform. To rebuild NACC integrity, reforms must prioritise transparency and independence. Lower the public hearing threshold so investigations are visible to citizens. Guarantee funding independence by linking the NACC's budget to an index public money formula, insulated from political control. Expand its remit to include ministerial decisions and defence procurement. Publish annual no-action summaries explaining why certain cases were dismissed. Australia has dollar sovereignty, meaning the federal government can always invest public money to ensure institutions serve a public purpose. The cost of integrity is minimal compared to the social and economic damage corruption inflicts. Actual Government Corruption Australia reform will depend on whether leaders dare to face scrutiny themselves. 11. Building a fearless public service. The public service must again provide independent, evidence-based advice. Establish independent appointment panels to vet senior roles on merit. Implement mandatory integrity training for all executives. Strengthen whistleblower protection so truth-tellers are rewarded, not punished. Reinstate career pathways within departments rather than revolving contracts through consultancies. As former Public Service Commissioner Andrew Podger wrote, a culture of political loyalty over professionalism is the first sign of a democracy in decline. Reversing this trend requires courage and leadership, not cost-cutting. 12. Transparency in procurement and consultancy. Audit bodies have repeatedly warned that opaque contracting creates fertile ground for abuse. Require real-time publication of all federal contracts above $50,000. Prohibit post-employment lobbying by former ministers or senior officials for 5 years. Limit consultancy dependence to safeguard in-house expertise. The public deserves to know where its money goes, and with monetary sovereignty, the government has no excuse for starving transparency systems of funds. 13. Citizen oversight and independent audits. Democracy thrives when citizens can scrutinise power. Create a public integrity portal where Australians can track investigations, contracts, and appointments. Establish citizen audit committees drawn from civil society organisations. Expand the Commonwealth Ombudsman's powers to compel disclosures from departments. Such measures would transform passive frustration into active accountability. Frequently asked questions. Q1. Why does government corruption in Australia persist despite new laws? Because enforcement and transparency remain weak, the NACC's high secrecy threshold, slow FOI system, and political appointments prioritise protecting entrenched interests over public integrity. Q2. Isn't corruption mainly a state-level problem? No. Federal departments manage the largest budgets and contracts. Failures at this level ripple across the nation, affecting everything from defence spending to welfare delivery. Q3. How can Australia afford stronger oversight bodies? As a nation with dollar sovereignty, Australia issues its own currency. Funding integrity institutions does not depend on tax revenue but on political will. Public money can and should be invested to ensure accountability. Q4. What can citizens do? Support independent media, contact MPs demanding open hearings, and share verified information. Accountability starts with awareness. Final thoughts: reclaiming integrity in governance. Government corruption in Australia corrodes more than finances. It weakens the moral foundation of public life. Government corruption Australia persists because reform often stops at rhetoric instead of action. When the watchdog fears the hand that feeds it and the public service trades courage for comfort, democracy falters. But reform is not beyond reach. With transparent institutions, protected whistleblowers, and a culture of service over self-interest, Australia can restore faith in government. The solution lies not in austerity but in using public money wisely, investing in the very systems that keep power honest. Until transparency and accountability become non-negotiable, Government Corruption Australia will continue to undermine public confidence in democracy. Citizens must keep demanding better, because silence is corruption's greatest ally. What's your experience? Have you seen or reported misconduct in your community or workplace? How do you think stronger public service accountability could protect honest Australians? Leave a comment below and share your thoughts. Call to action. We'd love to hear from you. If you found this article insightful, explore more about political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty on the Social Justice Australia website. Please share your thoughts through our reader feedback form, check out what others are saying on our testimonials page, or scroll down and leave a comment below. Your voice helps shape future content. Spread the word. Change starts with conversations. Share this article with friends, family, or your social networks so more Australians can see what's possible. Every share helps build momentum for a fairer society. Keep independent journalism alive. We are 100% reader-supported, no ads, no corporate strings, just honest, truth-driven journalism. If our work has informed or inspired you, we invite you to consider contributing. Even $5, or whatever you can spare, helps us keep publishing and reaching more Australians. Donate now, one time or monthly. Already donated? Share the love by leaving us a quick review on Google to help others find us. Engaging question. How can Australians rebuild trust when our institutions prioritise protecting power over serving the people? Resources. The New Daily, NACC public hearing rules questioned. The Guardian, NACC to investigate 6 RoboDebt referrals. ABC News, conflicts of interest in $315,000 payout. News, nepotism finding over $101,000 home affairs job. NACC, corrupt conduct in home affairs recruitment.